Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Film Sack. This is another episode of Film Sack where we, and you, hopefully, sit down and watch something together. A commentary track, if you will. I'm Scott. There's Randy. There's Brian. There's Brian.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see everybody.
Who am I? You know, there's four of us, and there's four A-team. So I think we should all pick who we are.
Okay. So this is an episode of the A-team, episode, season four, episode 12. It's called Cowboy George, and we're not going to spoil why it's called that, so hopefully you haven't seen this yet. I only know because we saw a little bit of the top frame, and
it also comes up as, if you pause long enough, it actually comes up as the description.
Oh, does it?
It does.
Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah. Well, you'll figure it out. But
okay, so given the penchant for impersonations, I have to give Hannibal to Brian Ibbett.
Okay. Nice. Well, he's the leader, though, isn't he? I would say Scott would be the Hannibal.
Yeah, but I'm no good with cigars.
You kind of look like a Hannibal. I think that.
This is tough.
Give Brian a mohawk and blackface, and he is.
I think Ibbett is Mr. T. Or do you think you are it, Randy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Randy's kind of face. I feel a connection to all four of these characters, but
yeah, I don't think we fit. I don't think we're good for any of these things. Maybe Murdoch is about as good as we get. We're all a little
nuts. Who
doesn't
like to fly? That's going to tell
us. I hate flying, so I guess I'm Mr. T.
I'm going with Ibbett is Mr. T because he's almost bald. I'm going with, I think Scott is the tall guy. He's the, you know, the Liam Neeson of the A team there. Hannibal.
Okay. All right.
I think Randy is face. Okay. And I'm Murdoch.
All right. So Randy is Dirk Benedict, put it that way.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Ibbett, Dirk Benedict plays face. So Ibbett has never seen.
George Peppard plays Hannibal and Mr. T.
He knows.
Have you seen the original Battlestar Galactica,
Ibbett? Yes, I have.
Okay, that he's seen.
I was all up in that business. Okay. If it was sci-fi in the 70s, I was all over it.
Okay.
If the show focused on a car in any way, shape, or form, I don't think I cared.
Every 80s show ever.
No Knight Rider, no Dukes of Hazzard.
And A-Team even had the van,
what about Riptide?
Right?
A little bit of, well, no, not even really that much Riptide.
Hold on, what did Riptide had a boat, right?
Had a boat, yeah.
Had a boat and a helicopter and a robot.
And a robot, right.
And a nerd.
Right. But didn't watch Miami Vice because there was a lot of cars in that.
Yeah, a lot of cars. Ferraris and stuff, sure. Yeah. Well, this one has a van, a very distinct van.
Yes.
And I think it still qualifies. So this will be fun to quote-unquote pop your proverbial A-team cherry as we do it all together. We did this last time with the Duke boys. Yeah, so this will be even better. All right, so we're going to get to that right now. Here's what we're doing. We're pausing it the minute that snare drum shows up in the shot. So folks at home, play the video on Netflix. As soon as you see that, pause your screen.
If you see a guy with a mohawk and a lot of gold, you've gone too far.
Yeah, you've gone too far. But if you're just seeing that snare drum, you're in good shape. That's where we have it. I'll count it down. 1, 2, 3, go. When I say go, everybody unpause, and we're off to the races. So here we go. In 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, it is George. Hey. It is Boy George. All right, confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Right out of the
gate. That guy's wearing makeup.
But he's less Boy Georgie than full-on Boy George.
Right.
So this is early 1983, 31 years old.
Yeah.
This would be before Boy George really started selling it.
Chameleon.
Yeah, but this was a big album for them, wasn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. This is where Ibbett can help us.
It was like the Kissing to Be Clever era. Yeah. But he's wearing less makeup than the actual
Boy
George.
Wait. Oh, I better listen to this.
Yeah. We have to listen to this?
This tells everything. The Los Angeles Underground. What is that?
It sounds like a club. We should.
All right.
Sounded like George Clooney doing that narration.
It kind of did.
Bunches of shots from the very first episode. Brian, what you really need to know is that these guys have a very long running dispute with the CIA who are chasing them.
Okay.
And it may or may not be referenced at all in this episode, but if it is, it'll be totally out of place. Every episode that
because he's
yeah
from Battlestar. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, you get it. All right,
go ahead, Randy.
Sorry, Randy, go. Anyway, That was important.
Yeah.
Easter egg. Yeah.
So it's hard to say whether this is a fully standalone episode or not. It may be part of the bigger story arc.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, and Randy, that's, or Brian, that's Barkley, just so you know, from Star Trek.
Oh, Dwight Schultz is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And you know Mr. T.
Why did he have the gold helmet on? I didn't realize he had a gold hard hat.
Treat your mama right.
Mr. T plays a character who is afraid to fly and refuses to fly and says he'll kill anybody who puts him on a plane and somehow ends up on a plane every episode.
Yeah. Never follows through on killing anybody.
He ends up on a plane a lot.
Don't they give him tranquilizers or something? Horse tranquilizers?
Yes, they give him a Scooby Snacks. I don't know what to give him.
I went to, when I was a kid, we went to Universal Studios and I saw these guys all standing around the back lot. They're filming an episode. I remember thinking that was the coolest thing ever. Yeah, it was far away. We were like, you know, I don't know, a football field away. But
did you guys ever want that van?
Yeah, I want it now. I want it now. There's no past to this. I'd like to drive it right this minute.
That's one of those Texas ties. Yeah,
Face paint is almost clearly going to meet somebody in a Western setting.
Whoa, what was Dwight Schultz doing down there? Yeah,
BJ.
Okay, maybe I don't understand the full mythos between these two characters.
No, it's really hard to ever understand what Murdoch is up to. He's always got his own thing going on. And he's crazy.
Face is always trying to make money, by the way. He's always trying to, that's the thing.
Dwight Schultz has two modes, crazy and nervous guy on the Enterprise. That's pretty much it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, the Star Trek connection, by the way.
Oh, yeah, easy. Here's an easy one. Hey, Daryl, here's a softball for you, buddy.
Right.
Scam agents.
So they're probably just done with a scheme, right? Is that why we're in the
Face is the only one that actively pursues other things. He's kind of like the businessman of the whole thing. So he's always looking for a thing. So he drives the story lots of times.
Hannibal is all about being an actor, and he wants to be a famous actor, and he's willing to risk everybody's lives in order to get into costume and play a part.
He's always got a fake mustache or a bald head that's fake. So his job is always to... I mean, he's the de facto leader because he was their colonel back in the army days.
The Florum.
The Florum? Oh, my gosh, dude.
I like it.
So this here's what goes on. We had my son do a cutout of what goes on in the Florum.
If you didn't know, there's always a fight every night.
I never believed these stories were true until one day it happened to me. There's the Florum.
That's the penthouse Florum.
Yep, the penthouse. The henhouse Florum. Get it right. And he always had short pants, and he's still wearing Vietnam era pilot clothes,
right? And he's the official pilot. He pilots everything,
and supposedly that's why he's nuts, because he saw a lot of stuff in Nam.
Okay.
And this is back when that was fun to make fun of.
The whole never-ending story about Murdoch is you don't know whether he's playing everybody and he's really just a quiet genius or he's just crazy.
Yeah.
Alan Murdoch.
That'd be the only bar where they don't open the beer for you when they set it down. Right.
He's playing poker by himself. Who's he playing poker with? Oh, he's playing with a guy there, I guess. Oh, it's the title of the movie or the show.
Yeah.
Hey, are those puffy vest jackets? Is that Western gear? Was that appropriate?
The down vest?
Right. Is that turquoise proper time choker. Period? Turquoise choker.
The turquoise choker, dude.
Yeah. The turquoise choker.
That's great.
It's a nice stage. This bar is pretty nice. I like the Florum.
I forgot. So Face really, he's the one that needs to, I mean, they need him to charm everybody all the time, right? Because he's the charming.
He's the face of the A-team.
The salesman.
Schemer, right.
The face.
The
is that why they call him Face?
I don't think so.
There was some story like in Vietnam, he took his face off or something weird.
No,
he took
his
face off.
It's killed a man. Because
I know Randy's in the middle of watching this entire series, but in a way, I always had like a secret kind of fanfic background for these guys where they were, and I don't mean a sexy one, But where they were real twisted, like they saw some bad things in Vietnam, and all of this comedy is actually just this twisted vision. And okay, like,
that's interesting.
You know what I mean? Like, it had a real dark turn for me when I was younger, because right. Vietnam was like the ultimate terrible when I was growing up.
When I would watch these in the 80s, I had absolutely no connection whatsoever to the politics of it all. So I just thought of them as crazy heroes, just crazy heroes. That's all you get when you're a kid. And it works really nice. I'm confused about where B.A. Baracus is.
Oh, yeah. They'll find him. He's got a build to
later. He's under the passenger
seat. This is season four. He's busy doing his cartoon.
Yeah. Plus him and George Peppard do not get along. Never did. He felt like he took too much limelight.
Like in real life?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. He was mad that he wasn't the star of the show, even though he kind of is.
He was cast as the star of the show, but Mr. T stole the show.
Yeah. Mr. T owned it. Yeah. For good or for ill. I mean, I'm not sure he should have owned it, but whatever.
I think he should totally have owned it. He was different.
Yeah. But that's, yeah. I'm trying to think of a good example that's like this. It's like,
Well, they didn't expect Bart of The Simpsons to be the primary character. I mean, Homer.
Bart was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And they ended up being B.A. And what are you going to do?
Right.
Plus, can't control that. You know, so he's old Hollywood.
Is the general premise based on the intro that they get hired for jobs? Like, hired? I think we're going to get something different for this one. But
here comes Boy George in Texas.
Yeah, no, they're
with a pineapple haircut. Arizona.
They're basically private contractors for big stuff you got to get done, like, you need a bunch of people to be freed from drug lords, you hire them. Or
that's usually what they play. This one looks a little less like the damsel in distress and more like Boy George in distress. He's so pretty.
Not when he's picking up trash in London for some violation deal.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was recent.
Yeah.
How old was he here? He looks so terribly young.
He's probably 20.
Like teens almost.
No, he's 20-something. Had to be. 19,
here's a guy
20.
Who doesn't make an attractive man or woman.
Right.
True story. Make a nice potato.
But look at his skin. It's so soft. What is that?
Foundation.
Foundation. Lots of foundation.
I'm for sure that's foundation.
Now, see, this is the 80s.
I like Benedict, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with him.
He's kind of like a smarmy Bacula.
Yeah, he kind of is.
That's awesome.
They should have had a buddy cop show.
He's Wackula. Scott Wackula.
Scott Wackula.
It's a shame we can't wear trench coats anymore.
So, okay. So these guys always need money. So Face made a deal with a bar that would make them a lot of money. And he's getting screwed by the replacement singer, basically.
Yep. Who is Boy George?
Right. Who is Boy George?
It's a great question. Who is Boy George?
Talent Night.
I missed it earlier. Is Cowboy George an actual cowboy singer, man?
A different singer who is being replaced by Boy George, much to Face's chagrin.
This happens a lot too.
This happens.
It's like just a mix up and the wrong email went to the wrong person or something, right?
Well, and this happens all the time for them. Sometimes they get hired to do a job, but sometimes the job just happens to them because they're trying to make money.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Furley's in the other room mishearing everything. Basically
right.
It was funny is that these actors, these toughs here, have probably been on at least 3 or 4 more episodes of A-Team.
Sure.
They reused them a lot.
Did he do any other acting? Is this his big moment?
Boy George?
Yeah.
Man, I can't think of
some documentaries he's in.
He was in Ace
Ventura.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, was really?
I don't remember that. Let me look this up.
I don't remember that.
I like his bottom row teeth. It's pretty good. Look how he's hanging them out. I need you to look stupid. Okay, I can do that.
I can do that.
I guess you stick my teeth out like I'm Sling Blade.
Big old mouth breather.
Pride taters.
Oh, there we go. Now we see some other characters.
Look at that phone, baby. Not the corded one.
This stuff is all filmed like 5 feet from Universal Studios. I always felt like every episode had the same set.
These are the phone call ins because they're not on the same set, probably.
Look at that cell phone, though. He's got this is a 83 cell phone.
Right? Let's see. Did he have a big old fat phone?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. Let's see. Oh, good Lord.
StarTAC Motorola dealies, whatever
it's
that is.
Hard to know which is giving him cancer quicker, that stogie or that freaking phone.
They cancel each other out, actually.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. You got to keep the stogie on the other side of the mouth for the phone. Yes.
Brian, they sure went all country. You're starting to think all the 80s shows that you missed were all about like Dukes of Hazzard storylines.
Yeah.
This does not have enough history for me.
Yeah, normally it's in the city and stuff. They're never out in the country.
Oh, really? Okay. I keep waiting for them to jump over a gully or through the open door of a passing train.
Well, sometimes they're like in...
Just wait.
Like South America, freeing the innocent
that building
natives
there,
or something.
There's going to be a montage later, and they're going to build something there.
Some secrets going there. Oh,
yep.
They're going to be held hostage. Right, the boy horse. Ooh, look at that.
So this is the point in every episode of the A-Team where they realize there's a bigger problem than they thought they had, and then, you know, they will naturally try to solve it through ingenious use of guns.
And I didn't hear what the main guy, the bar owner guy, was telling to Lower Teeth Man, but do we have any hints yet as to what that
Lower Teeth Man?
Oh, geez, it's gun running or something.
Boy George was in 1996's Fargo movie.
No, well, that's a list of where his music appeared.
Oh, known for.
I wouldn't do that in a moving car. Are you kidding me?
What's he got? Mirrors in there? What kind of car is
Hannibal.
That?
Hannibal will do anything anywhere. He's
like the impersonator, like dresses up to look like people.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Very unconvincingly to us as the audience, but to the people in the thing, they seem to do all right.
Are those giant $1 coins? $1 bill coin? $1 coins?
Oh, that are stuck to the door.
Inside the car. That's how epic. Interesting.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah. Look like 50 cent pieces.
Yeah, 50 cent pieces. Cowboy George.
Jeez, Mr. T literally did not look at the road at all.
Cowboy George.
Adobe Motel. We saw this. Didn't we see the Adobe Motel at the beginning of Karate Kid?
Maybe.
Is that you can't buy a room there anymore. You have to... pay $29.95 a month to rent a movie there.
Is that Boss Hogg's car that looks just like his car?
It does. Terrible. See, I'm a little bit sad I can't see all the gold.
Hey,
I wish he'd take off that camo and just be standing there in that union suit.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, what combination is that? I don't want to be seen. He's arguing with himself. Oh, good Lord. That is a bad haircut.
That's not a haircut. Yeah. That's a disaster.
It's a pineapple.
Man, they're wearing a lot of long sleeve clothing in Arizona.
We so believed during the 80s that music could bridge that cultural gap. It won't. When they heard that Boy George music.
Such a weird cross section, though, to see Boy George and Mr. T in the same anything.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Like Dr. Ruth Westheimer was here, my mind would be blown.
I'm amused that Face's hat looks great on him, and Hannibal's hat is way too small for him.
That's funny.
Hey, I am sad to say that Boy George's profile on IMDb does not list this show as an acting credit.
I think it was actually a shame. There's a video on YouTube about it.
It says he's in something called a series called Talks Music recently, Animal Charm, Twice Upon a Time, Favoritism, Taboo, and The Wolves of Cromer in 98. And there is no reference to
this. Gotta be incomplete.
Yeah, well, clearly.
I've seen him in other things.
Clearly, because they didn't include this. I mean, this counts as acting. He's not good, but did he change
his name?
To what?
I don't know. Man George?
Man George.
He got a little older, maybe?
Maybe. I'm looking at a recent photo of him. He's kind of a cool looking dude in his late 40s.
And by the way,
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman would be the other one.
Oh, he's pushing 60.
Pee Wee Herman, Mr. T, and Boy George all in one place.
if you're under the age of, say, 33, by the way, and you're watching this with us, it is hard to explain to you how controversial it was that Boy George wore makeup and eye makeup it is really hard to explain.
Oh, it's kidding. Yeah, it was such a huge thing at the time.
Outlandish.
Mm-hmm. Like, and there's nothing like it. I mean, there's nothing today that would, like, you wouldn't bat an eye if some new band came out and they all wore makeup. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Slipknot.
And you look at, hair band in the late 80s and early 90s hair metal.
Yeah, they were wearing makeup.
The guys in Poison wore more makeup than Boy George. And,
well, there were rockers wearing makeup in the 70s. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, David Bowie.
He came along and songs like Karma Chameleon were on hit radio, and MTV made it made him, you know, seen by your parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's different here is that what we're dancing around is here. This seems super super gay. Like like what these other guys were doing, you know, CC from freaking Poison was just an idiot, and watching David
but they,
Bowie.
You know, they were surrounded by women who were gyrating and stuff. And, but his persona was
like,
more
hey,
feminine.
Check this out. He is super gay, and we're gonna here we go, and we're gonna make a huge top 40 artist who is just gay as a French horn. Here he is, and that's what was different. And back, you know, not to say back in the 80s, like this was some ancient time, but that you know was a very different time. People were reacting differently.
Was that his agenda? Was he pushing that then, or was that just something that we
had an agenda? I don't think he had an agenda. He's just like, this is me, and this is what we do. And
yeah, and it was hardly ever brought up.
He was anti-agenda. He mm-hmm. famously said when he was asked, "What, you know, are you gay?" He said he preferred a nice cup of tea to sex. And that was like you had to say that kind of thing. That's what I'm saying. It was so outrageous that he had to dodge the question.
I assumed he was just having sex with a cup of tea after I heard that. Yeah.
That was too hot.
Does everyone wear a hat in this scene?
Yeah, everybody. It's Arizona, Texas, Zona. Well, I'm surprised not Mr. T is there.
Yeah, they really got it. They really went deep into the creative energy to find the name Cowboy George. They couldn't do anything else like Hank.
Well, then they wouldn't have been able to get Boy George.
Oh, good point.
True.
It could have been like George confusion. Gundergrass or something.
We got David Bowie Knife is going to be playing tonight.
So in case you missed it, they're realizing that these guys, these bar people, are going to try to steal the money to pay off Cowboy George and Boy George from the armed car that's going to be delivering the money. Because, you know, you pay people in cash or bullion or something.
Mm. Right.
And so the A-team's going to stop it because, you know, it's their money too.
He looks familiar. Who is that guy?
To see him again.
How old is Dirk Benedict now?
Looks like a really...
Like a dopey David Ogden Steers.
Yeah. A less refined...
Right. A dopey Winchester.
Winchester.
It's the worst gun they ever made. He was born in 45? Wow.
You know, this is way better Dukes of Hazzard, by the way. This is actually...
Well... The alien one's terrible.
Is that an homage to Paunch back there?
Where?
The LAPD. Let me flip back.
Oh, well, is it?
Yeah, look. Wait for it. And it's not going to show again.
Chips.
Yeah.
Nice. That might just be
By the way,
chips.
Before you ask, I did see a handful of episodes of Chips.
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
You just like those.
We were starting
pants.
To wonder if you were an alien brought here from another planet.
I saw every single episode of WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, I did good too. I love that. Bad. I love that show. So good.
Justin Espin.
Dirk Benedict. Wow.
MASH.
How's he looking?
Love Boat. Fantasy Island.
Oh, he looks great.
Gosh, Dirk Benedict's going to be 70 years old next year.
Wow.
Here he is in 2013. He looks, you know what? He is a cool looking 70-year-old dude. I mean, he looks old, but he looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That means he was in his 40s on this show. Right? 85?
All right, right. Should be about right.
Yeah.
What?
The Lennon sisters. This is what he did. Murdoch was nuts. He would just, like, disrupt everything. He would almost make every plan fail by being crazy.
Right.
But they're also loyal to each other from their Vietnam days.
Right. Well, and often it turned out that he either was scheming something or just got lucky. with what he was doing that looked crazy.
Yeah.
I preferred the time. I'm not sure what season it was, but when they had to go get him from the home every week before they would go out and do stuff. Remember when he was in the insane?
Yeah.
The insanitarium, yeah, whatever it is, the, yeah, whatever, yeah, the sanitarium.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I had to go pick him up.
Didn't just throw that record.
Is that like vinyl made out, was that album made out of glass?
Weird. By the way, there's a link that you all should look at. I just put in Skype. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
Being a Benedict.
Being a Benedict.
His IMDb photo is classic awesome.
You know what's really making a comeback in my mind is vinyl. On Amazon, you can pick up vinyl and get the Easy Rip,
mm-hmm,
which gives you the MP3 versions of it.
Right. Yeah, my daughter would say, where have you been, Dunaway? Because she's been doing this for like 5 years.
Has she?
Yeah, she loves it. She's been doing it since high school. I don't know what the deal is, but they're all into it. But my next
youngest doing that until last year or so, doing the giving the MP3s.
Well, that part, yeah, I don't know about that, but just them buying vinyl in general. She wanted a record player so bad her junior year, and Carter's like all into tapes. She's finding all my old tapes and listening to them on a Walkman.
I have a Walkman,
and she thinks it's awesome. I said, "Hey, Carter, I got all that on MP3s. I'll put those on your iPhone right now." No,
hey, my Walkman had a bass boost that was kick ass.
Yeah, mine's the Sportsman. I have the yellow one. And I had an AM FM.
That was an expensive one. That was like, what, $80 or something?
Yep, I was so into this. Oops. Yeah, this is it right here.
I can see it. It looks awesome.
Walkman?
Yeah. This is radio, Scott.
Listen. Tape in.
Oh, nice. Shut it.
Hit play. Pretty awesome. Still works. Great. So now he's living out his fantasy as a DJ now,
mm-hmm,
which is not disruptive to the mission at all, I'm sure.
What's in your tape drive right now? In my Sony Walkman, I have LL Cool J.
I have
One Shot at Love and Big Ol' Butt.
I have Huey Lewis in the News, Sports.
Really?
I have Sports.
Oh, nice.
Does yours have a mega bass on it?
Oh, Randy not here? No, he's here.
Randy, say something.
I don't believe you. Randy, say something.
Randy, did you go take a shit? Hey,
I
Randy.
I thought I just got a message saying, did I lose you guys?
No, I see him in there. Oh, his dots are rising.
His dots are rising. As well as the music is swelling. That one guy back there had like a 10-gallon hat. I'm telling you, that's going to be the place that Mr. T is going to put something together.
There he is. Randy, you there? Randall Jordan? I hear a microphone. Are we on to montage?
Hey, what kind of phone does Mr. T have in the car? That was pretty nice. It's pretty progressive.
I think it's a house phone, and they just put it in the car.
They probably did. That was right. Common.
They just taped the other end of the cord to the.
There he is.
There he is. Thought we lost you there, buddy.
Oh, you did.
No.
I love John Henry.
I don't give a shit.
It's going down between Twitter. He was always so mad, Mr. T. Everything was angry.
Yeah, he's super pissed. He still is.
That's his stick.
Where's Boy George's? Where's the rest of the culture club?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have worked, right?
Right. I guess so.
I have a feeling they're going to turn up.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'll see if the band behind him really is the real culture club.
And they're going to do this like they do in the 80s. They're going to have a big finish where he actually plays, right?
Oh, totally.
Well, we saw that in the Coming Up.
Oh, yeah.
Is that them?
That is them. That is Culture Club.
We recognize
the guitarist over on the right.
Are we just to assume we're supposed to, as the audience, not know that that's who the house band is?
But it's weird, though, that all these people are screaming for Cowboy George. Like, even people that I don't know that well that are performers, I would probably go see them and recognize I was looking at an imposter.
I'd say that's George Peppard.
You know, like.
Boo. Never heard of him. Boo.
Boo.
Oh, George has a little suit.
Boo, poor George. Boo.
Well, have you seen pictures of Culture Club now?
No, I think poor George looks cool now.
Right. He went, he at one point
he's
was all fat
forks
and ugly
on his shirt. What is that about?
Anyway, now, what? What were you saying?
Now, poor George.
Yeah, look at that link right there. Look at that photo I just Skyped to you.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What does the double-headed fork mean on his shirt?
You know what?
He's forking the food at both ends.
I would.
When I get through singing, I'm going to.
They're way cool looking.
But I thought I'd seen pictures of Boy George recently. He didn't look like that.
He's about to break through to him any minute now. Music is going to bridge the gap. And he's going to get to these bunch of rednecks.
Or they'll start throwing stuff.
Yeah, Boy George is all into the facial hair these days.
Facial hair and then that eye stuff.
Mm-hmm. Almost looks like he's got a black eye.
Okay, they are really doing a culture club song.
That is just straight up. Yes. They're not even saying we can do both kinds of music, country and Western.
Look at the cowboys are coming around,
I'm in it.
This is actually pretty good.
Not too bad right here.
Yeah. We're all going to admit that we like this. Cuts.
Well, they didn't tell us it was a gay bar, but I kind of like it. Oh, look at this. This is where the music rolls into the montage moment. Doesn't really match.
That freaking
That is going to turn into something. Yeah.
Barkley. See, and he's just like Barkley. He wants to spend all of his time in the holodeck.
DJ holodeck.
DJ holodeck.
That was my rapper name.
I'm trying to figure out what he's got on. What is that? It's like saints around a pair of forks. What is it?
I don't know what the forks are doing.
Ornaments, though, on the
there's like the 10
fake,
of them.
Cowboy George car.
That's great.
Like five guns glued to the top of that thing.
I wish we hadn't glued all of our guns to the car because now we ain't got nothing to fight with.
Now he's using
CD. They got 50 communication devices in that van.
It's funny. They pick a culture club song that never got any airplay or any.
Oh, no. It's fine. It's, they play the one you don't know first and then they play the big one next, right?
Do they? I don't know.
At the end?
Do they have enough time?
Isn't that the thing they do? Or no, you're supposed to play the big song and then play the new song at the end of the show.
Yeah.
That guy's thank cool you. Looking now.
Oh, man. They really
hit that photo. Guy.
God, thank you, woman.
That photo made my night.
You're a little late. Oh, there he is. Why didn't he do that before they beat the guy?
B.A. Baracus has a tremendous amount of explosives at his fingertips, and he manages to just blow up some dirt.
Well, nobody dies.
Now he's shooting the dirt. Seriously, this show, there is so much dirt shot in this show.
There is a lot of dirt casualty.
Where else are you going to put the squibs?
Oh, wow. This when they were recording the album this song came from, Boy George was getting so addicted to drugs, they actually had to pull in another vocalist to finish the album.
Oh, wow.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Probably high in these shots.
Probably. I think this is probably what pushed him over the edge.
Yeah.
I surrender.
So this is
I'm just trying to pay for my jaw surgery.
What was the year? 83?
86 was when this album came out. So was this a third season?
This is the fourth season episode. You're right.
So I'm just wondering if this was signaling Culture Club's, not demise, but...
This could be a jump shark moment for them.
It might be because I haven't seen a montage yet. We still got 18 minutes.
Yeah, they haven't built a tank yet. What's going on?
Right.
No, the thing is, this is the whole episode right here. They stopped the robbery.
There's still 18 minutes. There's no way we're not going to do anything for another 18 minutes. They mean they haven't even kidnapped half of the A team and tied them up yet.
Yeah, all the rules are being broken today on this very special episode.
Oh no! Oh, now they're
in league with the
double
sheriff.
Crossed.
Oh,
the crossers, and then there's lower teeth guy.
Yep. And one member of the A-Team is still available to save everybody else.
Yep, that is
formula.
Pretty classic.
Yep.
Or Mad-Eye Moody.
Mad-Eye Moody in there.
Put them all in the same cell. That's very important.
Famed Irish actor Paul Gleason.
They only have to break out of one cell instead of three. They're able to talk to each other.
And apparently they hated these moments where they had to work together. Like, there's all this behind the scenes stuff where Picard and him were just wanted to kill each other. Oh, they're still on stage.
There's their cover of Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John.
Is it? Did he just flash the eyes at us?
Oh, they're all getting into it now.
They're totally down to it now.
Am I gay? I don't even know anymore. I love his music.
So much confusion.
Wait, who's playing the keyboards that I can hear but I don't see?
Yeah, I want to know.
Never wanted to be a man. Well, there you have it. Proof positive.
Yet another song that was not a single.
Yeah, but this is a little strange that they're using this episode as such a showcase for these various songs.
Yeah. So this is Move Away. This was the single released from this album, From Luxury to Heartache, but none of this stuff was popular. This was after their biggest stuff had long gone. And there's no other track on this album that the average person would recognize.
I don't even recognize the two we've heard.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, even a room full of rednecks wouldn't recognize this.
But they like it.
Right.
Have another beer and you'll like it.
Yeah. You said maybe this was a shark jumping moment for Culture Club. I'm going to say this is a shark jumping moment for the A-Team.
Yeah, right.
What the hell happened, man? And all of these shows had that moment. Like, there, you will have a hard time producing an 80s television show for me and not having an episode where everything went south.
Yeah, so this is episode 23 of season 4. That usually they only go 24 episodes, right? Was this the last one before they went back to Vietnam?
No, this was...
Did they go back to Vietnam?
Episode 12.
Yeah, in season 5.
I don't remember that.
By the way, you know how you point out there's 18 minutes left in the episode? They're going to use like 4 of it up on this song.
They are.
That's enough time for BA to build 3 tanks. What's going on here?
Oh, you're right. It's episode 12. You're right.
Scott, I'm going to argue that Miami Vice never had that turn for the worst. It started, you know, okay. Yeah, it got better.
Got better and ended strong. I'll give you that. Yeah, that was a good example. But that show always felt out of time. Like, it wasn't part of that time anyway. Like, it was better than everything else.
Yeah, I really like this music. What do you think?
I think it's pretty good. You want to hold my hand?
Well, we got them boys in jail. We got that money.
No, that guy in the front's really getting into it, man.
I'm telling you, he's loving it.
What, huh?
What the hell is this guy doing?
No.
It's amazing how all their instruments stopped at exactly the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Boo.
Well, the pipeline, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yay. Well, you're not getting it.
What does it say about this crowd that it is 100% men?
Right.
Mm.
I'm just saying, if you walk into a bar anywhere in the Western United States and there's 100% men in there.
What are you saying?
The floor is no women allowed. Well, I don't have your buddy. It's in George's house.
There's no women allowed at the Florum.
I'm going to save the day.
Save the day, I got this. Taking the hinges off.
I'm playing that gay bar song.
What was that?
Oh, I was like, Electric Six?
I was trying to hook Randy up with his reference there, but I couldn't
please
find it.
Please her with a radio. I want that sign for my office. Do you see that sign?
Yes.
Yeah,
on the window there. Please her with a radio.
Coffee?
Uh-oh. Zoom in.
What?
Zoom in. I think you said Pickles Bob's Hill is history. What?
What does it sound like?
Steel?
You guys hear that? Somebody farted.
I'm just sleeping in my leather gloves.
Oh, is this going to be like one of those hard rain moments where everything floods?
It does kind of look like that.
We just want the money.
It really, yeah. Same thing. Money.
This also features in every one of them. They're all in trouble, but they don't really act like it.
Right.
They're just chilling. Papard knew the whole time.
Well, he loves it when a plan comes together.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that about him.
Mm. Hannibal resented that Mr. T was a one-note, not real actor that said the same thing in everything he ever did. And he was the seasoned old Hollywood guy that had been in films, was spending his twilight years in this dumb show.
This whole time, and now he's deciding to...
Wow, and it was that easy to pick a lock?
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you had to use two instruments.
No, Face Man doesn't need that.
Yeah, the A-Team does things that are just create like David Copperfield stuff all the time.
We want our money. We know you have it.
George Peppard runs like my mother. Just throwing that out there.
Oh,
well, what was holding the door closed before that?
Mr. T.
Oh, no.
No, but I mean before they even came along.
Wonder about the deputy. Don't marry him.
What? What? That's not how you check if a dude is dead. That's how you ask a girl if you want to dance.
It kind of town is
they don't like, right?
How do you know he's dead, Face? I lifted his hand in the air.
And it fell back down.
He's either dead or unconscious.
He doesn't even have rigor mortis yet.
He might be asleep.
I'm not really sure. Those things are always bolted down. No way could they pull those up.
Hold it up, BA.
Entire building only has one portal, and it's that little door.
Don't you think he'd be run out of town? Like him just standing around like a time lord. He's like, like nothing affects him. This whole place is just water and oil.
Go ahead, Bobby.
It's a policeman in your pocket? What?
Right?
Got a Henry jacket.
Wait, did you see that crotch thrusty gate?
Bobby. I've got a Bobby.
Whoa, that was awesome.
Oh, gosh. Really?
Oh. I'm so glad.
Here's where the montage is going to come into place.
I'm so glad they're in a Western store.
We need to make something out of all these items.
Right?
Are they going to dress him up like a Western guy?
I have an idea. We're going to take these clocks. Save the clock tower.
Let's no rush, guys. Take your time.
Oh, I hope we have a dress-up montage.
I totally are going to.
Obey Henry. I want that jacket.
I love how you can count on Murdoch to become a woman.
Yeah,
he's going to Bugs Bunny this whole thing. Going to dress up as a lady. Yep.
That's actually not bad.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
We've been beating on this door for 30 minutes. We can beat on it for hours.
We're just a bunch of pieces of shit, but we sure got a soft spot for the pregnant lady.
Got a pretty fancy hat, cowboy.
He does.
Is that an Agner hat? What is that?
Like multicolored and...
It's a little high on the top there. A little... I don't like that.
Conehead cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to understand why he came around and liked Boy George so much.
Oh, yeah, see, right? See? Mm-hmm. They're all doing the tap. Yeah.
Howdy, ma'am. Howdy,
ma'am. I know it's the 1980s, but we're going to pretend like it's 1852.
He's actually playing it pretty good.
He is playing it pretty good. Has he got Boy George in there? Is that what's in
there? Why is he being so careful with it?
Yeah. Right, let's see that pop out.
Hello.
Really,
comma.
The two of them stacked together like a, you know, like the little people with a trench coat.
What's the other big hit? There's Comma Chameleon, then the other one.
No, oh, Karma really Chameleon. Me and
Oh, do you really? Yeah.
It's a Miracle, Church of the Poison Mind.
Yeah, there was all stuff was all right. I feel like I got overwhelmed by the stunt weirdness that was going on around it. Yeah, I think the music suffered from that because I think it was good music, but I think people wrote it off because it's like, oh, it's that Boy George thing, or you can't not turn on the news and hear about him, or your parents complain all the time. Oh, here we go.
Guns.
What's he going to show?
Guns. Explosives.
Oh, ooh. Gosh, I don't like this.
I'm glad that Boy George didn't come out of that bag.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he would have to...
You'd
have to tumble out of the backpack.
Oh, hey ho. Nope, montage.
Here we go. Now we're building something. Did he bring his his torch with him?
Brian, this is every episode.
Yeah.
And they always play this.
We're gonna blow up this whole building. Well, it's in it.
Yeah.
Wait.
You think you'd want to have the mattresses set up before you stick the dynamite in the wall and light it?
Ooh, stock Hollywood sounds. Love them.
Who's in the Boy George?
Oh, I hope Boy George is driving.
Totally. What's going on?
What happened? Come on, guys. Let's go after him. Boy, that just jumped off the
page. I was just going to stand here with my mouth open.
I hope this tiny little country road we just took actually goes someplace.
The Hollywood sign, probably. Everything looks like the MASH set to me in every 80s action show.
It's all Southern California, yeah.
And that just looks like Orange County.
Everything just has the right amount of haze. Hold on, it was evening, that shot. Now it's sun's going down over there. It's like midday.
Full
there.
Daylight there, yeah.
Come on, guys.
Continuity.
Uh-oh.
Oh, keep your eyes open during action shots for continuity goofs. There's tons of them every episode.
Sunset.
I guarantee you, a Jeep is going to flip over.
Boys, we got some dirt to blow up.
Oh, yeah, they flip Jeeps. They love
that Jeep. Red Jeep's going to totally flip.
Yep.
That's what happens when you shoot dirt.
And they always get out. These guys always get out like G.I. Joe style. They always survive.
There he goes.
That was a pretty good one there.
Oh, that's not bad.
As an explosion in the 80s goes. But didn't they always? They always survive. No one ever seemed to die.
No one dies. No one dies. 18. That's the old
just
rule.
In time.
Okay, so now we got Hannibal shooting out the back of the thing.
Oh, there's another Jeep.
Well, there's the flip.
What a
Ooh, it's a full.
Nice. Oh, well.
Dummies.
Ooh, owie.
Dummies.
Totally. Yeah.
And then they just walk out. Oh, I'm a little
dizzy.
They
have to show that part so we know they didn't die.
Yes, exactly.
I'm a little dizzy after that.
The A-team are not killers.
I'm shooting the dirt. Oh, he hit something besides dirt.
The side, the sides of vehicles.
Sides of planes so they can leak fuel.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yep. Oil, I guess. Oh, geez, I wasn't leaking that fast. And they're holding still.
There's only 12 drops of oil in that plane. And
that plane wasn't moving anymore. It was,
it was a complete stop on a concrete runway.
And they
now it's in the dirt.
Shoot the dirt, fellas.
Let's all get out of the plane.
That plane
totally
was
awesome Hannibal, he said.
On a concrete runway.
We got your money right here. Here's your money.
Good thing none of us killed each other, even though we were trying so hard.
Yeah, no stray bullet. The jeans on display here. I mean, there is some jeans.
Oh, yeah. And Boy George.
So there, he says. Holy shit.
There.
He got the last. Oh, the closing montage.
Here we go.
A lynch crowd? Isn't it a lynch mob?
Yeah.
Well, before they turn into a mob, they're a lynch crowd.
Oh, okay.
Actually, at the very beginning, they're a lynch gathering.
And lynch bevy a little later.
Yeah. Have a little lynch discussion.
Lynch meetup.
If it's
lynch
only two people, up. If it's only two people, it's lynch company. But if it's three, it's a crowd.
Lynch company. Listen up. I was Starbuck.
This is so Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Yes. There's your example. Does this happen now? It doesn't really now.
Yeah. American Horror Story had Stevie Nicks on it in a very weird, super tangential, weird tie-in.
Did it work though?
Right. Like to see Kanye West show up on Walking Dead or something. That would be nice.
Oh, here you go. Now they get to do their hit.
That silly dance. I won the hats back then.
Wait, I know this guy.
Well, because it's going to mash his hair down. He's got to do it at the end. Wow, this sounds exactly like the version they play on the radio.
Wow, they really know how to replicate their studio sound. That's amazing.
All right, so the drummer and him hated each other's guts, right? Isn't that what?
I think so, yeah.
Blew they him were apart for a while.
Former relationship. He had a relationship with somebody in the band. And
I think it was a drummer.
Is it Roy Hay? Oh, no, John Moss.
Well, people on Twitter are telling me that. What do they know? Mike Bassinger on Twitter just said, comma, 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 get off my yard.
All right.
That's amazing. Another guy says, who's the weirdo with the trout pout?
Trout pout?
Ruthless, man. I think George left his head in the oven too long. Oh, Twitter. You're the best.
So the bassist is a guy named Mikey Craig. He's now the guest bassist in a Culture Club tribute band called Culture Dub. Huh.
That is nice. Yeah. I want to go see that.
I would.
Oh, and the final still.
Yeah.
That's
adorable.
It was
and
adorable.
Applause that's clearly not the cowboy crowd.
Well, they keep the song going.
Right, and then we get all the stills under the credits and... And sometimes there's just no explaining what shots they chose. They don't mean anything. They're not funny. It's weird.
Yeah, I like the Star Trek way where they show the big alien at the end. Yeah. That always held the special place for me. Well, there it is. That's the A-Team. The one where probably it never got good after that is my guess. I don't have a lot of memories about it, but Brian, you're saying, Dunaway, you're saying, oh, what's his name with his paper he's going to throw behind him? Watch. I used to love this logo. Love this guy. I just throw it. Now it's a story. Man. Thanks, Stephen J. Cannell.
Good landing, too.
Was I saying? Wow. Who's that guy?
I don't even know.
He's a guy in the season?
Oh, that was season 5, right? That's when they went back to Vietnam, right?
Okay, explain that. Oh, and the next episode has Barry, what's his name in it?
Yep.
Oh, I got a pit.
Let's just keep this episode going, guys. We're going to watch the next one.
Watch another one.
Oh, waiting for Insane Wayne. Keep going.
That's great. I didn't know they went back. So how did that go for them? Did that work for the show or what?
Final season. That tells you anything.
I haven't watched because I was told to stop. Like you watch the A-Team up until the episode before this one. Mm. But apparently the fifth and final season is horrible. It's like the last season of Airwolf or whatever. It's just totally not... Yeah, you know, contiguous with everything else.
Well, I think they were obviously trying to get back to whatever made them
right.
Was it a time? It's not like going back in time or a retrospective, right? It was them still in the current 85 year or whatever, 87, 86 or whatever, going back to Vietnam to do missions. Was that the deal?
Right. Probably helping poor Vietnamese villages against the rising tyrannical reign. I'm sure that
sounds
if I remember
about right.
Correctly.
Yeah, build a truck out of bamboo and you're all set.
Right. Full of goodwill.
Yeah, I love this. The next time we do these, I'm loving doing these old 80s crappy shows, partially because it's the first time Brian Ibbett ever gets to see them.
Yes, right. You get to watch me just mouth agape looking at these shows like, wow, I did not miss anything by...
No doubt.
Well, we went out of our way to pick the worst episode, but I really think like... You should, Brian Ibbett should watch. You should check out like the first five episodes.
Binge watch, right. Like, sure, binge watch a lot of these shows I miss. Knight Rider.
These would be good back of the room, just having a play kind of stuff. Oh, the Dukes are good. I like the Dukes.
I think you saw enough of the Dukes. I think you'd be okay. I think you would be okay going back and watching the A-Team. I don't think you'd be wasting too much.
You know, the one you will not waste any time with, I think, is I think it totally holds up. Magnum P.I. is still good.
Oh, absolutely. Mm,
very good.
And that's on Netflix streaming as well. Yeah.
Still continues to be actually funny, genuinely kind of charming. I don't think that one ever really jumped a shark and never got too weird in the end. And then one of these
didn't he get married at some point or something?
I think so, toward the end. Which is fine. He married Higgins, as we all knew they were.
Right.
What I want to do is we need to find the actual shark jumping episode of Happy Days and watch that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Where he literally jumped.
The thing that is named, has its namesake.
I think it's actually kind of cute. I like it. I've seen it before.
It's the worst thing ever done, dude. It's the worst. There's a reason it got named after this. It isn't just because there was a shark to jump or that it rolls off the tongue. It's because that is the prime example of this going so poorly. But we should do it together is what I'm saying. That's the only way I want to watch that ever again.
Guess what we're going to do together in future weeks.
What are we doing?
We're going to watch. Our next episode is going to be Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Yeah.
So
the really good one then. The good one.
Yeah. We're skipping the bad ones and going right for Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Right. Finally, our long national nightmare can end. And we'll do that next, right? That's our next one?
That's our next episode. And after that, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Now, assuming both of those.
70s style.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Donald Sutherland, I think, finds a rat turd in a restaurant. That's my memory.
And he goes,
My entire memory is that. So we'll see.
Do you remember anyone else in that movie without looking it up?
Hold on.
Was Tom Baker in that?
I won't. Spock's in it, right? Leonard Nimoy? No?
Yes.
Okay.
Was he really?
Yes.
That's all Leonard I got. Nimoy. I just remember those two talking. I don't remember anybody else.
Was Bigfoot in it?
Jeff Goldblum?
No, that was in Search of.
Jeff Goldblum. What was he, 5?
No, he's in the movie.
78. Okay. How about...
It's a Philip Kaufman movie.
I don't know anyone else. Who's Philip Kaufman? Remind me.
The person who wrote all of the Indiana Jones movies.
Oh. Oh, weird. Okay. Yeah. He directed it. Nice. He also lately has done nothing. So good on him. All right. Well, we'll get to that. And unless Netflix chucks it or something, we'll let you know. But those are our plans for our next two. It's going to do it for us. If you'd like to get in contact with us, filmsack.com. Email us at filmsack@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter @filmsack. It's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. For me, for Brian, and for Randy.
Yeah.
See you next time. Oh, hey, dear listener. Might I pop in and just ask for your help? You know, FilmSack is rad, and we love it, and you do too. And I say rad because I lived in the 80s. Anyway, if you'd like to support the show, we'd love that. How can you do it? You ask? Because I know you are. I can hear it in your voice. I can't hear your voice at all. In fact, I can barely hear mine. Mine's a little jacked up after a crazy weekend at BlizzCon, where one of the Bryans, and Randy and I hung out. We missed Brian Dunaway. Anyway, if you guys want to support us, please do. Go to patreon.com/frogpants. See how easy that is? One word. patreon.com/frogpants. And help us out. Help us grow. Help us be cool. Help us pay bills. Help us do those things. Because you are amazing. And we love you. So thanks very much. That's patreon.com/frogpants.